Some like it hot, some don't. Hot peppers, which we frequently associate with Mexican cuisine, are actually an important component to the cooking styles of both Asian and Western cultures. Imagine Thai, Vietnamese, or Szechuan cooking without feeling a little heat. Whether you like your meals mildly spicy or have them burn your tongue, this edition of Central Standard tackles every level of spiciness. I'm Charles Ferruza, and today the food critics and I will take a searing look at the places in Kansas City that serve the spiciest food. And we want to hear from you. Where do you go to get the sweat pouring down your brow? Do you like it hot or not? But first, the news. And we are here, and we are, what, I can't even remember. You know, think how life would be so boring without peppers and spices. I mean, not just the cuisine boring, but life would be boring. And in this edition of Central Standard, we are going to be talking about spicy food, which I must say, in Kansas City has gotten increasingly more spicy over the last 10 years. I know this from working in restaurants. And so in the second half of the show, we'll talk about where the best places to find spicy food can be found. But first, let's introduce our panel. I should say I'm Charles Ferruza with The Pitch, and The Pitch's food blog at Fast Pitch at pitch.com. And I'm sorry. And that's me. Why don't you introduce yourself, Chris?
My name is Chris Basica, and I write for the Kansas City Restaurant Guide.
And I'm Mary Block. I have a blog, Around the Block, at aroundtheblockkc.com. I'm on Facebook, and I have the Kansas City Restaurant Guide. I write that in the Star.
And I'm Emily Ferris, formerly from feedmekc.com. We have a brand new blog called The Feed at thefeedmeblog.com.
Very good.
Yes.
You also have are you still doing your frugality blog?
Kind of.
Pyrex and pennies?
Yeah, it's there. I've been failing at being frugal lately. Buying a house really kind of throws you into a money pit.
Yeah.
So I've been
Which is why you need to be even more frugal.
It's true. I should be. I actually was just thinking I need to get back to that. So we should do an affordable dining show soon to get me back in the
habit. A good topic.
Yeah. I mean, everybody should go to the old Country Buffet at least once in a
while. I spent lots of time there as a child. Let's fresher, affordable options for that. Yes.
All right. Well, let's talk about maybe, I don't know, Emily, a more expensive restaurant.
Well, I wouldn't say this was super expensive, but I recently went to Kansas Town. As you know, because you are with me, we went for brunch with my husband. Kansas Town is the former, it was formerly, you know,
well,
this better than I do.
Macaluso.
It was best known as Macaluso's, but it's had six restaurants in there since.
And it's at 1403 West 39th, which is around Terrace or Genesee there on 39th Street. It's on the corner. We went, it was a snowy Sunday, so we were actually the only diners in there, which felt a little weird because it's a lot of wood surfaces and not a lot of
white walls.
Yeah, not a lot of sound barriers in there. It's not a super warm place, and so it felt kind of big and
I will
event
say this,
spacey.
I've had two dinners there as well, and when that dining room is full, it really is very intimate and congenial.
I mean, I can see that.
A lot cozier.
It felt kind of like an event space when we were the only people in there, but I like it. I like the vibe, and it's a very cool space, kind of as a 1920s feel to it. We went for brunch and ate everything on the menu because they had a prefix for three courses with coffee for $22. And I was pretty full after the first course because they brought out a cinnamon roll that was the size of my head, and that
She's
is
not
hyperbole. That is not hyperbole. We had them weigh it, and it was 1 pound, three ounces.
Wow. And that was for one person?
Yes. It's
well,
a 6 to 10.
We shared it, but
it could be.
I mean, I got to tell you, when cinnamon rolls get that big, They're not rolls anymore. They're loaves.
They're loaves. Yeah. Or cake. It was like the size of a small
cake.
A dense small cake. It was huge. But it was the first of three courses in a three-course prefix. You can also order a la carte, but, I mean, if you ordered that and then were expecting to eat two more courses, you'd be kind of I'd be amazed. And then there was an empanada. It was good. It was probably my least favorite thing we tried, a bean and chorizo empanada. Then they had a Benny.
Delicious.
It was really, really good. There was a ham and cheese bread pudding. I love, love a savory bread pudding. And that was probably my favorite element of the whole meal. And a biscuits and gravy, which the biscuit was kind of somewhere between a scone and a biscuit. Which
it
I
was
guess
a scone, baby.
Holds up well to gravy, I guess.
So
you
had your carb load for the entire week.
I should have run a marathon the next day. And then the third course was a Korean breakfast, which on its own would have been A, much healthier, and B, more reasonably sized. It was like a scramble with rice and eggs, and it had miso and kimchi. It was not a very spicy kimchi. It was a very Midwestern kimchi and thick-cut bacon, which was great.
He's into kimchi. He has it on a lot of in a lot of dishes.
I love kimchi. I wish it were a little spicier, and maybe I just needed that after my giant cinnamon loaf. And then there was a coffee cake made with sweet potato with sour cream icing. And, again, more carbs. But it was really good. It was very moist and delicious.
And, Emily, it's Kansas Town. And what is the address?
Kansas Town is at 1403 West 39th in the Volcker area. Don't be fooled. It is in Kansas City, Missouri, not Kansas Town.
Right.
But it was good. I will go back. I want to try dinner. And do they do lunch there?
Currently, yes. That may be going away. Okay. But I just want to remind our listeners that this is Central Standard, and you are welcome to join the conversation. At this point in the show, we're talking about new restaurants in Kansas City. We just talked about Kansas Town. If you'd like to join the conversation, the number here is 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can send us an email. We'd be happy to get that at centralstandard@kcor.org. And Emily, what is the tweet?
The Twitter handle or tweet thing is @KCURCST.
Okay, so I interrupted you to do that little commercial announcement. Where else have you been?
Well, this is not a new place, but they have a newish menu. I went to Voltaire in the West Bottoms at 1617 Genesee. And I will say, of all the meals I've had in this space, back when it was our bar, and I've been to Voltaire a few times, this was probably my favorite all-around dining experience from start to finish. At our bar, when Alex Pope was a chef, I really loved the small plates. Wasn't as in love with the entrees. And the last few times I'd eaten at Voltaire, it was really good, but the menu felt kind of discombobulated. Like it was like things. Not that small plates need to go together, but it just was kind of all over the place.
See, I think they do. I think there should be a cohesiveness.
I think there needs to be something at least where I don't feel like my palate is just overwhelmed and confused. And I felt like this time everything, even though it kind of jumped cuisines a little bit, there was some Asian, there was some French, it all worked really well together. We started with these tea-smoked ribs that had like an Asian slaw with peanuts, and it was amazing. A foie gras that was amazing. And they had a Cajun pot pie on special for Mardi Gras. And I was really excited. I don't let myself order pasta very often, which might be surprising considering I ate a cinnamon loaf. But they had a trophy pasta with black truffle and sweet pea and saffron, and it had a fried egg on top.
Ooh, that was really good.
Love it. Except the only thing that made me sad about that is I didn't really taste the black truffle. It was delicious.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite as rich as I was expecting it to be, but I was very happy with it. I was, for you know, a limited pasta experience, I was glad I made that one my pasta.
And they also always have a couple of really good vegetarian small plates.
Yes, though.
Interesting.
Go out to eat with my husband. We don't bother with vegetables.
Chris, you want to just interject your thoughts on Voltaire's menu?
I think it's a really fun place to go. And we went there with friends from New York. And I was, as you guys may recall, I asked you where should we go, and so and that's where we ended up. And it was absolutely, everything was perfect. We had a poached pear that was good. I mean, everything was good. And fortunately, these friends are very willing to pass plates around.
Good,
so
good.
We tried lots of different things. And Shelley had the doll, and it was really, really good, too, which is nice to see that you can do both kinds of things.
Was it highly spiced or mildly spiced?
It was mildly spiced.
Okay. Back to Emily.
I did try a few other places. Scratch downtown. It's a little bakery, and it was formerly something else. Kansas City?
I think it was Soho.
Soho Bakery. It's at 310 West 8th Street.
You know, the best, I think, travel note we can say for people who are looking for it is right next to the Phoenix Bar and Grill.
Yes. 310 West 8th, right next to the Phoenix. Not a destination, but if you are in the area and wanted to grab a cup of coffee or I actually had a slice of pizza with a fig. We had fig and bacon and goat cheese.
That sounds good.
It was exciting. I was very excited about it, and it was very good. It was a little thick, and you just get a plate with a slice of pizza on it, which is a little strange. It's more of a bakery than a restaurant. But if I were in the area, I would certainly go back. Definitely not a destination, though. And I just want to give a little shout-out to Michael Forbes Bar and Grill at 128 West 63rd Street. I ate there recently. It was a late night, and we were hungry and didn't want to go far from home. And I will say, I guess I didn't have the highest expectations. But
had you been there before?
I had been there before a few times and sat at the bar, and I went there when it was Sharps. And the food was always fine.
Okay. Yeah.
But we had a server who was really knowledgeable and used to be a chef, and the food was really, really good. I had a roasted chicken breast, and I was really impressed. I'm more impressed than I've ever been there, and I will go back on purpose again.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
That was, okay.
Michael Forbes Bar and Grill.
Michael Forbes Bar and Grill, and before that you talked about Voltaire and Kansas Town.
Yes.
I've got to tell you that doesn't sound like the name of a restaurant. It sounds like an amusement park.
So, I like it as a tribute, though. I really do, because Westport has such a rich history.
All right. I want to remind our listeners, we want to know where, in the second half, what is your favorite place for spicy food? And right now we're talking about new restaurants. Join the conversation at 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888. Or you can email us at Central Standard. We haven't had an email yet, which is unusual. You can email us at centralstandard@kcur.org or tweet to
@KCURCST.
All right. And Mary, what new restaurants have you been to?
Well, new to me, I can't believe I had never been to ABC Cafe, but everybody's always talking about it. And we were out south, and I thought, okay, this is where we're going to go. And it's at 10001 West 87th Street. And
it's near the big Johnson County Library.
Yes. We really enjoyed it.
It's one of the best Chinese restaurants in the city.
It really was excellent. Everything was so fresh and
now, we should remind our listeners, this is not the place to go if you want lemon chicken
or cashew chicken, or anything like that. Yeah,
it's real authentic food.
Well, based on your review years ago when you talked about shrimp wontons and that really luxurious chili sauce, we had that. And we agreed with you.
Yeah.
It did. We couldn't stop eating it. It was wonderful. And then we had squid with XO sauce. I would have liked the XO sauce to be a little spicier, but I still thought it was very good. And chicken chow fun. And there were so many things that were going by. They had roast oysters and big plates of fish.
Now, we should, I almost hated writing that review of the ABC Cafe because I didn't want people really to know about it.
Yeah.
Because, for one thing, aren't the dim sum plates like $2 each?
$288. Everything has an 88 at the end.
Okay.
But yes, $288, $388, $488.
If you can order a bunch of plates, it's really pretty economical and delicious.
Yep. It's fun to go there with a group because they have a couple of big round tables and go with a group and just order a ton of dim sum and pass it around. And they serve dim sum all the time and quite late. They're open pretty late.
Till midnight they serve food.
And I've eaten there at midnight. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's closed one. Is it closed on Mondays?
It's closed on Tuesday. We were there on Monday, and I was glad to see it was closed on Tuesday, not Monday. We also went to one of my old favorites, Poco's on the Boulevard, 3063 Southwest Boulevard. It's such a nice family, and they do a really good job. And it's not your typical Mexican food. They do have the standards. We had some tamales that were as good as any you're going to find, and they make them in-house. I had a salmon with tomatillo and corn relish on top, and it was sitting in a chili broth with polenta. It was very good. And, of course, you can get mole. And they even have crab cakes. It was excellent. And I think since they were on that Restaurant Impossible show, they're doing a good business again, which
and,
I was happy to see. And
that's Poco's on the Boulevard. What is the address again?
3063 Southwest Boulevard.
Great.
And they do a brunch, correct?
They do. And they're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I think they're closed one day, but and maybe not every day for dinner.
All right. And Christine?
Hi. I've been to several places, and first I just wanted to tell you someplace I'm going to go because I'm kind of excited about it because I have only been there once, and it was years ago, and I'm going to M. Chama's tonight. And the reason I'm...
I hope you starved all week.
I've been starving, well, at least all day. Okay. Week I would be thin, you know. But one of the reasons I'm going is because they are doing seafood on Friday nights for Lent. And so that's going to go all the way through the season. And I
not just seafood only, but they're
No. Everything else, plus a lot of, I'm told, a lot of seafood.
So when they'll come around the way they do
around.
For the meat,
yeah.
Not just on the salad bar.
Yeah, not just on the salad bar. So I think that's going to be fun. And the other thing I heard, for some reason I was in a Lent mood, I guess, Los Alamos Market, E Cocina, at 17th and Summit, is serving Lenten specials also. And so you could call them and make sure that they are selling one that day. But I think that's kind of a fun thing.
While we're on that note, I'm going to put a shameless plug for my own pitch blog, because this week I put up a post, which you can easily find at pitch.com, that lists almost all of the church fish fries.
Oh.
Because this is the first Friday of fish fry season.
Right. And I know friends, I have friends that go from one to the other.
Yeah, I mean,
all season.
Some are snazzy, some are pretty rustic and basic, but if you're observant and you want a meatless meal, they're very economical.
If you're not observant, are you still welcome to go to any church's fish fry?
with open arms.
Okay.
and that is at pitch.com. And where else have you been, Christine?
Well, I wanted to do a shout out. We went to the American this week for the 40th anniversary dinner when Debbie Gold was cooking with Michael. And it was probably one of the very best dinners I've ever had. It was scrumptious, delicious, and everything from the lobster. It started off with an egg dish that I've never seen the like of. It was in an egg. I mean, the dish was in the shell, and it was like eating, I don't know, whipped cream. But it was an egg. It was fabulous. But anyway, they're going to be doing these all year long, and I think that's really cool, once a month. And next month, their anniversary celebration, because they've been there for 40 years. Next month, it's April 8th, Tuesday, and it's going to be with Colby Geralt, and really a good dinner. Well worth, it's $75 a ticket, but that includes all your wine, and it's just a fun thing to do.
All right. And that's the legendary American restaurant at Crown Center.
The two new places I've been, and I'll speed along. First, went to Lemongrass yesterday.
I'm going to ask you to save that for the second half, because I've been there too.
Okay.
And I think they have some very, very spicy dishes, very successful spicy dishes. So we'll save that for the second half.
Okay, cool. Then I'll just go straight to Champagne. So I was at Sava, which is at 4149 Pennsylvania Avenue, and I liked it a whole lot better. In fact, I'm in the Kansas City Star this week. At least my back is. Sitting at the bar with my husband, thrilling. But
I heard it's quite small.
It is small.
I heard there's food.
There is very good food. Everything we had was tasty, from the charcuterie to the dessert.
What would you
say
is the most successful dish you tasted there?
The most successful one we tasted was the croque madame with the egg on top. Actually, it was just delicious.
It sounds great.
And they have, they're cooking on this little tiny grill you can watch them make it. The charcuterie was really good.
What was on the charcuterie plate?
Three or four different meats and some breads and peppercorns, and so I think there was some jelly there, and it was just delicious.
Would I be correct in assuming, because it is a champagne bar, that they don't serve lunch, that it's an evening place?
It's an evening place.
But I think it opens earlier, like 4 or 5.
3 or 4, yeah.
3, something like that. I can
it opens at 3 o'clock. Okay. No, wait. Sorry.
Well, I think it does open at 3 or 4, and that is Sava.
Sava.
What is the translation of that?
It's like, what's going on? How you doing? What's happening?
And
something
like
that. How
are you? A new bar and not a grill. It's a champagne bar in Westport.
And it's got some great champagnes. There are some ones that we
glass.
Do not normally see. Yes, by the glass as well as by the bottle, unfortunately.
All right.
So.
And I want to put a shout out myself for a place that just started serving lunch. They serve lunch only. Is the little restaurant, and it does have a name that I can't remember, but a fancy name. But the restaurant that's on the second floor of the brand new cooking school on the Country Club Plaza, Le École Culinaire, and someone's going to have to look up that address for me. It's the old J.C. Nichols offices. But I'll tell you, the students make the food at lunch and all the baked goods that they sell there. It was one of the best lunches I've ever had and one of the least expensive.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there were some flawless dishes, absolutely flawless dishes. But they have, as instructors, some really great chefs, including Peter Castillo, who used to be at, Skies and Cafe Tenerife. Mm-hmm. He's one of the instructors there. And these kids, they're really learning.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. And I should say this. They only serve lunch on currently Wednesdays and Thursdays, and you have to make a reservation.
Okay.
And that's at Le École Culinaire. And Mary, where can we find that place?
It's 310 Ward Parkway.
All right. And it's well worth a phone call.
And the other thing I wanted to say, I looked it up, and Sava is open from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
All right. Does the kitchen stay open that late, though?
It doesn't say.
I think they do.
Their website isn't up and running yet.
We were there, so.
Back to your culinary lunch. It's the presentation room.
The presentation room.
Which makes a lot of sense as the students are presenting their lunch.
We are going to take a break, and when we return, we're going to be talking about spicy food, your favorite spicy food, or your favorite place to find spicy food in Kansas City. And welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Charles Ferruza, joined by my fellow food critics, Emily Ferris, Chris Basica, and Mary Block. And today we're discussing spicy food. It's a subject that I thought would generate a lot of emails and calls, because people either – they're funny about spicy food in Kansas City. They're either crazy about it and want it super hot, or they don't want it hot at all. So we want to know what you think. At 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can email us at centralstandard@kcur.org or tweet us at
@KCURCST.
Very good. All right. I interrupted you rudely during the first half hour about lemongrass, which are we the only two that have been to the new lemongrass in Overland Park?
It's on my list, but I haven't been.
Chris, what is the address there?
It is 7316 West 80th Street in Overland Park. And the interesting thing about that address is it's kind of got two entrances. One is on 80th Street and the other faces the farmer's market.
Okay.
Which, especially not in the summer, has much more parking than there is available on 80th Street.
It's a very new restaurant.
It's been open about a month.
And you can get, because it is a Thai restaurant, you can order your own level of heat. And I ordered all spicy stuff. What did you have?
Well, I didn't. I got the Bangkok noodle thing, which noodle has a different name, and I can't remember it for the life of me. But what I liked was there was a sliced up, or chunked up, actually, jalapeno right on my plate, and I could add as much as little as I wanted to that. And I think that makes for a really nice touch when you get to do your own.
That's
so,
true.
And I really did like this place. They're trying really hard. It's very comfortable and kind of cool looking inside.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike some places, they do have a bar. So and they also have. I was there for lunch, but they've also got lots of beers, and I think some good beers go really well with Thai food.
Did either of you have the pad Thai?
Yes,
that's
yes.
always my standard.
It wasn't the greatest pad Thai I've had in Kansas City, but a noodle dish that they don't even have on the menu, and I wrote about this, is called crazy noodles.
Oh, I saw. Yes.
And it's made with flash fried basil and cellophane noodles and peppers. And once again, I ordered it relatively hot, and it was delicious.
You know, that's kind of brings up an interesting question to me. How do you define what hot is? I mean, because my guess is we all have got our own sort of definitions. But when you're in a restaurant, a question I would like to ask is, so if you say to somebody, yeah, I want that hot.
Well, okay, for Thai restaurants, they usually say they have a choice of
mild.
Medium hot, which is, you know, relatively easy to digest, and Thai hot.
Hot and Thai hot.
Yeah, you can get it hot or spicy. And
Thai
spicy.
Hot is even too hot for me.
Me too.
It's burning.
Yeah.
Not that that's a bad thing, but yes. And what am I trying to say here? They do a good job. They do a very good job there, and the spicy things are not horrible.
Horrible. Yeah, I would agree.
Because the problem with going out to eat and you love spicy food is invariably you are with someone who doesn't. And that makes sharing almost impossible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and my husband and I don't usually go for Chinese or Indian or Thai.
Because he does not like?
Unless we're with other people that enjoy it also, because we love spicy food. Okay. And it just is not fun to eat it and have it not be spicy. Mm-hmm. So we pick our companions based on their heat tolerance.
A secret revealed. The town is reeling.
Okay, Mary, hold your thoughts because we are going to go to our first call of the hour. Let's go to Allison. Allison, are you with us?
Yes.
And
hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. And what is your favorite spicy food?
My husband and I love Thai orchid.
I'd like that.
It's right kind of next to the DMV, unfortunately. But it's amazing food. My husband likes things native hot, very, very spicy. And he was actually, you know, perspiring a little bit when we ate there. So it was a big hit with us.
That place has been there for a long time, and they've consistently good food.
Very good.
Yeah, and it's a sweet, intimate little dining room.
And that's Thai Orchid at 6504 Marta Way in Shawnee Mission.
That's great. Hey, thank you so much, Allison. You know, We just assume that most spicy restaurants are Asian because you can really check your level of spice. But I've had some deliciously spicy Mexican food, mm-hmm. Spanish food. There are some spicy tapas at La Bodega.
I was wondering if every country has its own version of spicy food.
Seafood?
Of spicy food.
Oh, yes.
What would American cuisine spicy food be? Would it be... like
a pepper jack burger.
No, something maybe with horseradish.
Yeah, that's
a lot of horseradish.
That's not a heat spice. That's just a spice. So.
Oh, I think with enough horseradish, you're...
Well,
it's like ginger, it's very... It'll burn your throat, but not in a my mouth is on fire
kind of
way.
Well, they're both stimulants of a sort. We had a phone call from Alex. The restaurant Red Snapper, which is on Ward Parkway, is delicious with the best hot mustard that comes with the egg rolls.
Well, the other thing they have is that soup with the Korean chili paste, the seafood soup, the one I always...
Is it gochujang? Jambong. Gochujang, I think, is the Korean chili paste.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's not the name of the soup, but it has it in there. It's really great on a cold night.
And that is the Red Snapper. And it is, I think the best thing to say is that it's across the street from Target.
Right next to the Radio Shack there.
That's right. Mary, where else have you been?
Well, the Thai place has great Thai food. And they have a dish called Tiger Cry Beef that it's Thai hot. And I remember when my son was in high school, they would have contests, you know, to see who could last and eat it all. That's a really spicy dish. But what I like about all these places is that you can choose your heat level.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they do a really good job there. And any of these places, Bolings or wherever, will bring you a bowl of chili paste that you can add to it as well.
Thai place was at the top of my list of favorite places to go for spicy food. And you were talking about sharing with someone who doesn't like my husband doesn't eat a lot of spicy food. It kind of upsets his stomach. And I love spicy food. I will put crushed red pepper or sriracha on everything, even my morning eggs. And we go to Thai place We go often for their Monday night special menu. They do kind of Thai street food, and they're often spicy. They have these spicy wings, their basil wings that are on there often. And Tuesday night, they're Pad Thai Tuesday. And we share a regular Pad Thai and get it medium spicy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little hot for him, but bearable. So for people who aren't that in, who like a little spice, want to be a little adventurous, but don't want anything overpowering, medium at Thai place is a very good kind of mid-level.
Okay,
and that's at 4130 Pennsylvania, right across from Port Fonda, where you can also get spicy food if you want.
We had a tweet from KC Tomato. What would you, panel, describe as too hot? Some peppers can now be a emergency room issue, like ghost peppers.
Mm-hmm.
Too hot for me would be after the first bite, if my tongue... My tongue would tell me no more.
Because you can't taste anything
That's
and you're
the
sweating.
Criteria.
Yeah.
You're sweating. It's, when my husband eats hot food, I can tell how hot it is because he's bald. And I mean, the sweat just immediately starts pouring from him. But for me, it's I'm not a hot, spicy food eater too much. I like it medium. And if I can't taste the flavors in the food, then I don't see the point of it.
Yeah, the pepper should never dominate a dish, unless that's what you want. Mary, what is too hot for you? Because you're a real spicy fan.
I like it almost to the point where I'm sweating, but I don't like it to get to my taste buds to the point where I can't taste anything else.
Yeah.
But I did an article for The Star last year on spicy peppers, and I interviewed the people at Original Juan, and you know. Anybody who likes hot food should go there and buy their bottles of hot sauce. It's at 111 Southwest Boulevard, and they make their own, plus they make it for other people. The woman I interviewed said she carries a bottle of either jalapeno sauce or chipotle
sauce. Doesn't everybody?
In her purse.
In her purse.
Yeah, and they make great sriracha without preservatives. And it's a fun, fun spot, and you can sample.
And if you have – I had a friend who – she's a hot sauce freak. And so for her wedding, I went into Original Juan and just put together a box of probably 20 different hot sauces. So it's a fun –
Well, what's too hot for you, Emily?
I mean, just kind of like with Mary, I like spicy food. I really enjoy spicy food. But I want – I mean, it's about taste. For me, eating spicy food is not a challenge or an event or an activity. It's a flavor enhancement. So I'm not there to like prove how spicy I can eat food. If I can no longer taste my food, I don't, you know, it's too spicy. But I can eat raw jalapeno on things. And you know, when I go to Vietnam Cafe, which is also on my list, I get the pho and they bring out the little sides and herbs and there's some sliced jalapeno in there. And I usually put all of the jalapeno into my soup.
I find jalapenos to be a nice heat, but jalapenos are kind of astringent too. So for me anyway. Kansas City, where's your favorite place for spicy food? Where's the spiciest place in or around Kansas City? You are welcome to join our conversation at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can email us at centralstandard@kcur.org, or we can have a tweet from...
at KCURCST. And I just realized what America's spicy food is.
What?
Buffalo wings.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, good thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think they had an anniversary. This
Buffalo wings?
Yeah. The anniversary of the date where they were first made at the Anchor Bar in Buffalo, New York, which I went to this year, and it was great. I wanted to say that we did get an email. The email says, New, capital N, capital E, W, New Mexico cuisine is very different from traditional Mexican. It's a hybrid of Mexican and Native American components, especially the chili. It's also the texture, color, and taste. Is there any place in Kansas City that offers new Mexican cuisine? And I would probably suggest Frida's.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Frida's was on my list of places.
And what is the address of Frida's?
It's on 105th and...
It moved to 121st. I will get it in just 1 second. They do those every time somebody... I say this every time. Frida's pork tacos... have magic sauce on them. And it's a little bit spicy and so good.
It's not overwhelmingly spicy
food.
No, it's
perfectly like balanced. It's 7200 West 121st Street in Overland Park. And there's also a taqueria.
On 119th, I believe.
Is it in the shopping, the area?
Where Spin is.
Yes.
All right, and we're going to go to Keith. Keith from South Kansas City, are you with us?
Yes. I am. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm surprised you guys aren't differentiating between hot and spicy, because to me there's a big difference.
Oh, there's a huge difference, but because hot is almost always generated by peppers. So,
well, that's kind of what I was trying to differentiate earlier between horseradish and ginger and spicy. Well,
yeah.
That's spicy. Horseradish and ginger are spicy.
Well, yeah. I would point to garlic, because I grow a lot of different garlic varieties, and there's a ton out there, heirloom garlics, and some of them are really hot, really pungent, and others aren't, but
right.
They still have heat. But it confuses me sometimes, because people talk about spicy when they really mean hot.
They do really mean hot. And for this show, we're sort of focused on spicy hot as opposed to something with ginger or garlic or
cinnamon.
Okay.
Thank
well,
you. Thank you. Let's go to Allison. Allison and Olathe, are you with us?
Hi. How are you guys?
Very good.
Great. I'm calling to recommend at Rim Zero in Lawrence. They have a dish. It's a noodle broth based dish called tukpa or tukpa, and it is amazing. It's a Nepalese dish, I believe.
And hot or mild?
You can adjust the spiciness. It comes with a curry paste that kind of adds some spice to it. And whenever I get a cold, it's my go-to dish to kind of clear up my sinuses.
So. That's so funny, because for years, my go-to dish when I had a cold or the flu was at Bangkok Pavilion. I would get the spicy fried rice, and I'm telling you, it was a curative. I was well the next day.
Exactly. That's same sort of dish, yeah.
Do we have an address for Zen Zero?
It's on Massachusetts Street. I want to say it might be in the 900 or 800 block.
I think you're right. I think
it is 811 Massachusetts.
Excellent.
And Allison, that was an excellent suggestion. Thank you. Yeah, spicy.
That makes me think of back. I don't want to dedicate the whole show to Thai place, but their galangal soup is a coconut milk based spicy soup. That is my go to when
it's
I
not
have a cold.
Or terribly much. Spicy.
You can get it a little spicy. Yeah, it's perfectly.
Lulu's has some of those good soups too on Central.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take a call from Judith. Judith, you have an interesting question to pose to us.
Well, I'm not sure whether it's a question or a
comment.
But I really don't like really spicy or real, especially like barbecue sauce, mostly because it doesn't really agree with me anymore.
I've heard that before, that as people age, not that I'm one of them, their tolerance for hot food does decrease.
Mm-hmm.
And, they get indigestion or worse. And the alternative is, of course, you don't order those dishes.
Or you order them and eat Tums and just be glad that you had these.
That's what I'm going to do. I would be sad if I couldn't eat spicy food.
However, I got another comment here.
All right.
Bear with me, please. My mother, who is deceased now, had diverticulitis. And she was up in years, and when I had to put her in a nursing home, they kept giving her spicy foods, and boy, does that not go over somebody's system well when you've got all these other
issues. Yeah,
issues going on.
It's funny, because I have a similar situation with my own mom, and there's never anything spicy on that food, because the older people prefer bland food, which I will too at that age.
I'm no doctor here, but aren't spices kind of good for your blood flow?
Yeah, they're stimulants.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And we are taking your calls at 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888. We do have a full switchboard, and I hope we can get to everybody.
I've heard that spicy food can induce labor in
pregnant
women. I want to hear from someone who has actually made this happen to see if this really works or if it's just an old wives'
tale. That would be me.
Really?
Yeah. I had really spicy food, and 2 hours later.
You had a child.
Well, I was going to the hospital two
really?
Hours
what
later.
Did you eat?
I actually think I just had nachos, but we had a lot of jalapenos.
And did you do that on purpose?
Them. Well, I was ready to get going, so I figured why not give it a try.
All right. I've never met anyone or known anyone who this is actually.
And it could be total coincidence, but it did work.
Okay, good to know. Nice.
And we have a full.
No wonder
course.
You like spicy.
I love spicy food, and so do my kids.
They were
kept eating it
them.
While they were okay. While I was breastfeeding.
I want to ask the panel this, and this requires a very short answer. I want to know if you experienced this as well. I grew up in a family. My parents hated spicy food. They didn't. Nothing was spicy in our house. I mean spicy hot. You know, we had oregano in the tomato sauce and things like that. There was a lot of herbs in the house, but no peppers. How about you, Chris? Yeah.
Absolutely true, and it's true because my mom remade the spaghetti sauce that we all thought was so hot and so spicy and so wonderful, and she remade it exactly according to the recipe that she always used. It was so bland. I mean, our tastes as Americans, I think, have sort of evolved with a lot more spiciness. So. So much for sure.
Yeah, we didn't have any spicy food at all, and now it's hard to even get my parents to eat it.
Yeah. And we're a caveat, we are talking about spicy hot.
Right. Yeah.
We had some. My mom liked spicy food and apparently ate a lot of spicy food when she was pregnant with me. However, my stepmother, who grew up in Western Kansas, we got her a new pepper grinder one year for Christmas, and she smelled it and said, oh, that's strong. So even black pepper is spicy to her. But my mother
can be spicy,
likes spices, and not as much as I do. But yeah, I had a mix of bland and spicy.
Okay. We do have a full switchboard. Let's go to Brandon in Shawnee. Brandon.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thanks.
So I'm a personal chef. We do weekly meal prep here in the metro, and we cook for some different people that like really spicy food. But when I'm in the mood for something spicy, I love to go to Korma Sutra. And the owner there is very personable. I'm sure you guys have been there. But if he notices you using some of their relishes, some of their jalapeno relish and other chilies, he'll bring out this chili stuffed naan that to the table that is really spicy. It's non bread completely. They put a chili paste inside of it and then they bake it.
Brandon, is that actually a naan that is on the menu, or is it an off menu item that you, if you're in the know, you could order?
You know, I never look at the menu when I'm in there.
Okay.
So I really don't know, but we've never ordered it. The owner he brings it to us every time. He's easily the most hospitable restaurant owner I've ever been around. The guy, you go in there and they just throw food at you.
And are you going to the Overland Park Korma Sutra or the Westport?
Okay. Yeah, the Overland Park Korma Sutra.
Oh, I'd like to know if that chili naan is on the menu because I'd order it.
That must be very pleasing to eat because you have the sweetness of the bread with the spiciness of the chili paste.
Oh, it's great. It's great. Yeah. And I was fortunate enough to marry a lady who loves spicy food, although funny enough, we have different tolerances for different peppers. Like, I love jalapenos. Anytime I go to a Mexican restaurant, I ask for a fresh jalapeno fried. They'll just throw it in the fryer, no breading or anything, and then they'll sprinkle it with lime juice and a little salt, and I eat that like other people eat pickles. I love it with you know, the tacos or burritos, or even if I'll make it at home with sandwiches, But my wife can't handle jalapenos, but she uses sriracha like ketchup, and she'll put two tablespoons of sriracha on a package of ramen noodles just to have some heat.
You know,
just
think
some taste.
I think sriracha is overtaken ketchup as the most used
condiment.
Condiment, yep.
Actually, mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brandon. That was an excellent. Yeah, I love Korma Sutra. I haven't been there in a long time.
I haven't either.
And Indian restaurants usually will let you pick your own level of hotness. What's your favorite Indian restaurant, Mary?
I really enjoy Korma Sutra. I loved India Palace across from the original Thai place right near ABC Cafe, but I just don't get out there.
Okay.
If it's as good as it always was, that would be my favorite.
And let me ask you all, if you had to go directly from this show to a restaurant for a spicy dish, which dish would you pick?
I'd go pad thai, spicy, at Thai Place in Westport.
Uh-huh. I guess Emily and I are going together.
All right.
We should go on Tuesday and get the Pad Thai Tuesday.
Yes.
Why don't you explain what that deal is? That's a great deal.
Pad Thai Tuesday, they do it at both locations of Thai Place, the one in Westport and the one in Overland Park. And you get two Pad Thais for the price of one. They just have to be the same. So you can't, like,
I can't have one shrimp and one chicken.
Right. You just get the same thing. I think they'll adjust the spiciness for you because they kind of add that at the last minute, but we always get it the same way. And it's a very, Thai Place is at the higher end of Thai food price wise, and this is a great way to go and eat a lot of yummy Thai food.
And Christine?
I'd probably go to, only because I keep forgetting, and right this minute I can't even remember the name, the place on Ward Parkway that we talked about.
Red Snapper.
Red Snapper.
And in the spirit of that, let's go to Jean in Shawnee, because you have an answer to an earlier question?
Yes.
All right. What are you going to tell us?
Yes. Well, my roots are in northern New Mexico, and my mother cooked, a lot of New Mexican style Mexican food. And there really isn't a good New Mexico food restaurant here in Kansas City that I've found, at least. But there are certain Mexican restaurants in the area that specialize, and you can get degrees of hot depending on what your tastes are. One of the ones that I recently experienced was the Empanada House down on Southwest Boulevard.
It's great.
And they specialize in Colombian cuisine, empanadas, and they have an ají sauce that is excellent. And it's I would consider it a medium hot, but it has a wonderful flavor.
That's great. Colombian food, would that be spicier than Mexican or New Mexican cuisine?
No. Usually South American food doesn't incorporate heat in its main dishes. It often has it as a side dish. Hmm. Whereas New Mexican food, for example, every time I go to New Mexico, and I try to go there yearly, I bring back the chili pods, New Mexico chili pods, and you can get them in various degrees. And then I also get the ground chili that you can buy in any supermarket out there. Or you can actually go to the farms and get it. But the ground chili powder you can put into various dishes that you make. Like I make a chile con carne dish, sort of like chili. I don't put the beans in it, but it would be chopped pork or beef, either one, diced, and then...
And, Gene, let me ask you this, because we're coming to the top of the hour. What is your favorite pepper, if you had to pick a favorite pepper?
If I had to pick a favorite pepper, it would be New Mexico green chili.
From Hatch?
Is that a Hatch chili?
Hatch is great. It's wonderful, but it's most marketed. There's a place in northern New Mexico and up near Taos called Chimayo.
Oh.
And there's where the very best chili in all the world comes from, because the content of the soil is such, and they call it holy ground. There's actually a sanctuary up there.
You know, I prefer my peppers to have a religious connotation as well. I really do. Nolan writes in an email, there's a very spicy chutney at Aladdin's Cafe at 39th Street and in Lawrence. You could ask for it on the side, and it goes great with everything in caps. I eat hot Thai food regularly, and he always asks, is it going to give some good heat?
I like that term.
Now, chilies are supposed to be aphrodisiacs as well, aren't they?
I've heard that. I haven't seen that in action.
I think it's the blood flow thing.
Yeah.
It gets your blood flowing.
It gets everybody stimulating. Mm-hmm. We also had Gabby called in with a question. Where is the best spicy Indian restaurants in and around Kansas City? We've got so many.
There are great Indian restaurants, and they'll all do spicy food if you ask. I really love Taj Palace on 39th Street. I don't know if you guys go there often. I love that place, and they'll make it spicy.
And Korma Sutra will, too. Yeah. India Palace, they all will.
Yep. Yeah. And
Siva, Indian cuisine up north.
Yeah, that's a great place.
Yeah, they all. I mean, they'll all make something. You just you have to ask. And I think a lot of times there's a thought that when, you know, Midwesterners go into any kind of Asian restaurant, they probably don't want really spicy food. And I think that the chefs kind of cook to down to that heat level. And so if you want spicy food, you have to ask for it.
Well, in an ABC cafe, they brought us the red chili paste, and she kept saying, it's really hot. It's really hot. Just take a couple. And she saw me take a big spoonful, and I said, I love it. It's great. And, you know, then I took another one. Yeah. So
and then she had a stroke, and she just got out of the hospital. And we're so happy to have you back with us.
Well, thank you.
You know, is it true? We had an earlier email from somebody saying that some peppers can incur emergency room visits. Have any of you heard of that or experienced that?
No, but I had my sister's ex-boyfriend, they used to work at someplace in Blue Springs together, like Jose Peppers or something. And he got dared to eat a couple of peppers without water because he did crazy food bets all the time. And I know that he was very sick for at least 24 hours.
Do you know what peppers he was forced to eat?
No, and I don't want to go into detail about how his sickness, but he probably could have gone to the doctor and gotten medicine for that.
Well, and water just fuels it.
Yeah.
When I did that article, they said drink oil, like olive oil.
And not milk?
Yeah. Huh. Olive oil is the best. I mean, I don't think I could do it, but
if
they
ever
did
had
say
anything,
ice cream wouldn't be bad either.
Oh, yeah. If I've ever had anything too hot, I put a piece of bread on my tongue. Mm-hmm. That helps.
But that's interesting, Mary, because, you know, the immediate reaction would be to grab your glass of water.
Yeah. Right.
And it actually exacerbates the peppers?
It does. Mm-hmm. I think it feeds the seeds.
Well, and as far as getting sick and going to the emergency room, think about, you know, sometimes I'll chop jalapenos and forget and touch my eyes and the burning. So think about what that's doing to the inside of your body. Yep.
Wear gloves if you're cooking with
them. Oh, I do now. I learned my lesson.
I've had too many.
This show has made me become immediately anti-spicy. I will never eat a spicy dish again.
Well, that is one of the reasons that Mexicans serve sour cream.
All right.
For the spice, too.
Balance. It's all about balance.
Yep.
And as always, I'd like to thank my fellow food critics, Emily Ferris, Mary Block, and Chris Pasica. Of course, you can always find a list of all the restaurants we mentioned today at kcur.org/Central Standard. You can subscribe to our podcast through that page or on iTunes. Central Standard returns on Monday with a look at eating disorders. Our show was produced today by Matthew Long Middleton and Christy Garten. Our announcer is Linda Scherer. Our intern is Kate Baxendale. Stay with us for up to date with a look at this morning's Kansas Supreme Court ruling on education funding and a look at new indie and documentary films. I'm Charles Furze. This is Central Standard. Enjoy your food, Kansas City.